Thank you all for joining this call. We are trying to connect body, but in the meantime, since we have a good critical mass here, I'll move forward with the agenda that we have proposed here today that is also on your screen. When Fadi arrives, we'll have him also provide some remarks. I would just like to say that we will be recording this call, if there's agreement, for summary note-taking purposes only, so that we can have that to be circulated after this meeting. And in addition, we do have the Spanish interpreter to assist those who want to use that, and so we welcome that aspect that is somewhat new to these calls as well. The agenda, again, as we say, will be a update from Keith Drasek on the SOAC activity matrix. This is part of the prioritization streams of our community work efforts. I'll provide an update on the community roundtables, a review of the action items. Nick Tomasa will provide a review of the preliminary ICANN 53 schedule and programming to date. We'll also have a discussion on the possibility of looking at what could be a high-interest topic for Monday for the SOAC group, as well as confirming that the Friday before the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires that we would want to continue with our two-hour roundtable and dinner. And then finally adding to a new section that came from the comments by the various SOAC roundtables to have a section on alarm bells, which would be any other issues that you might want to bring to the attention of this group. So with that, I'll see if I welcome Tripti as well. Thank you very much for the RSAC.
Thank you.
We'll, as we are waiting for Fadi to connect, we will proceed to the SOAC activity matrix. I will turn it over to Keith Drasek. We have shared this document with you. This is just a screenshot of some of the aspects of this, and I'll let Keith talk about the work so far. Keith, the floor is now yours.
Okay. Thank you very much, David. Keith Drasek. This is an opportunity to briefly bring the SOAC, SG&C leaders up to speed on the work of the workflow prioritization effort that we started discussing a couple of meetings ago. So in front of us, we have, let me just flip over to the screen here. So the matrix that you see in front of you on the screen, for those of you on Adobe, is something that was compiled by Rob and his team. And I want to just take a moment to thank Rob and Benedetta for the work that they've done to compile this. A tremendous amount of work that's gone into this that really forms the basis for the work going forward. Just to sort of set the stage, as you probably recall, this came out of the discussions of volunteer burnout, community overload, and all of that. And the hope was that we could come up with a method or a way to prioritize the work of the community. We've come up with this initial cut of existing work streams. So the decision was made, I think it was in Los Angeles, to come up with an inventory of existing work so we could at least have a reference to build on. And so that initial work is mostly complete, and what we'd like to do is to circulate this document to the SOAC, SGC leaders so we can take it out to the community for input, not in any sort of a formal public comment manner, but more of a, hey, look, here's the work that we've been doing. Have we missed anything? Is there anything that we've missed in terms of the community work that's ongoing? Our hope is that once we have the opportunity to circulate this to you, to the leaders, and you have the opportunity to circulate it to your communities, that we have the opportunity in in our next call in May to come back together and to actually have a more substantive discussion about the actual matrix and the substance included in the matrix. So some of the questions that we have sort of outstanding would be, you know, how often, if this is going to become a useful tool, how often do we want to have this updated? Snapshots, if you will. Is it something that happens once a year, three times a year, around the ICANN meetings, more frequently? Again, this is going to take quite a bit of work to maintain, so we want to make sure that it's updated on a basis that is useful enough to the community. You know, how can we evaluate and actually prioritize? What improvements can be made to the format, style, and content of the list? Any improvements that can be made to the terminology and status indicators? And is the degree of granularity appropriate? Are we getting into enough detailed description or too much? Are there changes that we need to make in that regard? So again, the idea is this effort is designed to help us as a community, as an entire community, prioritize our work, make sure that we are able to spend the necessary attention to key issues, and to make sure that we're not missing anything. So this is an ongoing effort. I think significant progress has been made in terms of capturing the existing work streams, but now it's time to get input from our respective communities. Let me stop there and see if there's any questions.
Thank you, Keith. Any questions on this work so far and the request that you review as well as share it with your various communities?
This is Michaeli. Can you hear me properly?
Jonathan, go ahead.
Jonathan, please, go ahead.
Thanks, David. Very briefly, we are going to come to, I see you've got something on the agenda related to auction proceeds, and you'll know that there has been already a discussion around a prospective cross-community working group initiated within the community to deal with this. So it may be, Keith, that that's a sufficiently overarching issue that should probably be on this matrix. When the discussion was initiated, there was sensitivity to the extent of work, and in some informal conversations I've had with people, we've talked about, you know, starting it carefully and recognizing that we need to break the back of the work on the IAMF transition before really rolling up our sleeves on this one, but they may go into one another quite well. So it's just worth recognizing that that's certainly one other area of potentially overarching work that may be useful to have on this matrix. Thanks.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan. I think Michaeli was trying to also be in the queue. Michaeli, I know you're on cell.
Thank you. I'll just keep it very brief. I hope you, Keith, just make sure you distribute this via email to us, because I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment on it beyond that. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Michaeli. Of course, we wanted to have the opportunity to sort of tee it up on this call, and then we'll circulate it by email so everybody has the opportunity to review and to share it further with their communities. I'd also like to ask Rob if he's got anything he'd like to add as the staff lead on this, if there's any sort of perspective or input, Rob, that you'd like to provide to the group. I'd certainly welcome that. You've been carrying the load on this so far.
Thank you, Keith. This is Rob. Yeah, the only observation I would make, and I really appreciate your sharing of the background and context of this, Keith, is that, as you all pointed out in your previous discussions, this is basically the tool that you thought that would be useful to embark on a discussion of prioritization going forward. I know that a number of you have looked at this document when we talked about it in Singapore, and saw potential other uses for it. So any feedback from you or your communities in terms of, again, as Keith mentioned, how often it can be done or put together, what additional uses might be applied to it would be very helpful. This is obviously the brainchild of the prioritization subgroup. As staff, we're just trying to give some life to those conversations. And so any direction that you all want to take this, we're more than happy to support. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much, Rob.
Okay, Alan, over to you.
Thank you very much. Strikes me as something that's missing from this, and just to rub the point home, another one of these self-generated things we have no real discretion on is working on how we use the new meeting structure. Now, for some of the groups, that may actually not be a lot of work. For others, and ALAC is one of them, I think it's going to be a significant amount of work that we're going to have to put in to understand how we can effectively use the structure and particularly the outreach aspects of it. And there may well be need for coordination between the various groups in doing that.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Absolutely. This is Keith. So I certainly agree with that. I think what we're looking at right now, I think between now and May, our next call, is to look at this matrix and try to make sure we're not missing anything in terms of a work stream. For example, is there something within the registry stakeholder group that my constituency is working on that we think should be included that may not be invisible to everybody or, you know, on everybody's radar? And so I think what we want to do is to try to capture all of those possible work streams across the community. And then at the next phase will be sort of the prioritization effort. But I think you're absolutely right that there may be the need for us to work together across groups in terms of the actual prioritization effort.
Well, moreover, it's an item which just a few months ago wasn't on anyone's radar and is now getting looming high.
Absolutely right. Completely agree. Okay. Any other questions or comments on this before I hand it back over to David?
Okay. Thank you very much. We had, just to remind people, we did send soon after the Singapore meeting a preliminary version of this, but we will make sure that the latest version that was discussed by the subgroup led by Keith will be circulated so that you can share it with your colleagues and groups for their comments. The other element of this, if there are no other questions, I will proceed to go on to the next item on the agenda, and that is just briefly to talk about it. This is, again, a screenshot, which I will send a full document to you. I didn't want to overload everyone and all the like, but from the various community roundtables in Singapore, we did create a list of action items. Many of those items are already in progress, such as the activities matrix and some of the elements that we'll hear from Nick Tommaso on the earlier scheduling of the SOAC groups. This is just a screenshot of one of the elements, and I'll be glad to share that with you because it also relates to two other work streams of our SOAC and community leaders, that is to say on information management and volunteer engagement. The efforts there are ongoing and they're on track, and they'll be itemized in this document that we'll be sending to you. So this was another way to for us as staff to keep track of the comments that you made and to incorporate them as soon as we can. And this will be, I think, a useful document for all of us and in our discussions going forward. So I just wanted to alert you to this other document that I'll be sending to you for your review, but I wanted to have the attention focused on the activity matrix for sharing and the ICANN 53 prep that we'll hear from Nick Tommaso in a minute. So with that, I'll stop and see if that's acceptable to you. You'll be getting that in another email that I'll be sending out after this call, And, of course, we'll post all of those documents onto the SOAC Community Wiki for easy and future reference for all of you in the future. Any other questions about that? Hopefully that will we've captured, as I say, much of the main points of the various community roundtables, the sixth of them that we had in Singapore with Fadi and our executives. Okay, with that, I would like to go to the next item on the agenda. And again, I'm sorry for the screenshot. It's somewhat hard to read, but we did send you the two documents. This is prepared by the meetings team, and Nick Tomasso and Tenzamika King are on the line also to be able to talk about this that was sent earlier to everyone on the list for some comments, and we appreciate the earlier comments made by many of you. Nick, I'll turn the floor over to you now to talk about ICANN53 block schedule and some of the efforts going forward. Nick?
Thank you, David. Good day, everyone. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to review this with you. as you're all aware, we have a document publication of the operational policy for ICANN that was established back in 2009. And that policy dictates that the ICANN meeting schedule be posted 15 working days before the start of the meeting, along with not only the schedule, but along with documents that will be required during that meeting. We've really been reexamining our schedule development processes and modifying our procedures to accelerate the posting of the schedule in a more final format at the 15 working day deadline. We've started the schedule development process earlier. We're getting early feedback from this group, which helps to stabilize it. Thank you for all the feedback that you've provided. We'll be posting the block schedule on the ICANN meetings website shortly to assist you all in developing your schedules during the meeting. We have taken into account on this new schedule that you're looking at all of the changes that you recommended when you reviewed it the last time, as well as some changes that have been recommended by staff. I just want to bring to your attention that we need a certain amount of time to be able to collect all of the meeting session requests.
223223 is not a valid extension. Reconnecting caller.
To actually develop the block schedule in its final format with all of the linkages that are necessary to make it operational on the website, and to ensure that we have the time necessary to translate into six UN languages and Portuguese all of the documents that will be used during the meeting. So that said, what you have in front of you, which is very difficult to read, but I know David has routed it out to you as well, is the latest block schedule, as I said, based on your input. I'll ask Tanzanika to take us through what changes she has made to the schedule based on that. Tanzanika?
Sure, thanks, Nick. So we have added Thursday and Friday, which weren't appearing to the initial schedule we sent out. So we've got an ICG working session now on Thursday and Friday, and a CCWG session working session on Friday. We've removed the previously shown CCWG working sessions that were on Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, Sunday remains the same. On Monday, we've added the Internet Governance public session to the end of the day at 17:30 in the main room, and we moved that from its previous slot on Thursday morning so it no longer conflicts with ICG or CCWG working sessions. Tuesday, we're just highlighting the content for the day that you already are aware of for the AC and SO meetings. Also, Wednesday, we removed from 8:30 a.m. in the second ballroom the policy implementation that was requested to be removed by staff. Otherwise, the rest of Wednesday and Thursday remain the same.
Thank you, Tanzanika, and all on this call. We'd appreciate any feedback you have on the schedule as it exists today. Hopefully, we've incorporated the changes that you've recommended, and you'll be pleased with the way it lays out now. If not, certainly let us know, and we'll take whatever action we can to modify it to your request. Shortly after that, we will post the block schedule on the ICANN meeting website so that you and your ICANN staff support people can begin to submit session request forms that actually map to the schedule and avoid conflicts. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, Nick, we have two people in the queue for questions. One is Tony Holmes and then Bill Drake. Tony, please.
Thank you, David, and thanks for the work done on this as well. I appreciate it's always difficult, certainly with so many moving parts, but this is still causing some considerable problems because those of us who are involved in putting forward requirements for constituencies and stakeholder groups, we have to get that information in by the 17th of April. And there are potentially some changes that will impact some of our arrangements that we make around the edges of the days, and also that conflict with issues such as the timetable for the board to meet with various groups. And I'm aware that at this next meeting, there are going to be some changes that relate specifically to that, which impact back on us. So it's really almost impossible for us to meet the requirements put on us by staff to come back and give them the information they require by the 17th of April until we've got a pretty firm idea of what the main schedule is. And my request is that those elements that aren't going to change, that can be penciled in, that there is an early timetable issue that may not have all the pieces there, but certainly the static parts and some of the things that will impact us are relayed to us early, because 15 days is a fine target until you get to the stage of trying to make other arrangements around that, and then you find you've got conflicts. Half the people that should be coming to one meeting are going to another, and we have to go back to staff and request various changes. So it's not helpful at all on that basis. Is there anything you can do to help us with that?
Yes, Tony. The fact is we've already approached board support to give us a much earlier input on their schedule, the board schedule for the ICANN meeting. We realize that that is a major gate that prevents you from firming up your schedules, and we're working to get that earlier from them and making it available to you earlier.
Okay, thanks for that, but it's not going to help us this time around from what you're saying. We're still going to have to struggle and provide some of the information back to staff, which at this stage is pretty much guesswork.
Tony, I would really hope that we are able to provide you or to put into this schedule the board's meetings with the various constituency groups before the deadline for you providing data to input to staff.
Thanks. Also, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Yes. And also please note that our deadline for delivery of the final session request forms as well as documents for translation is May 8th. So that is what we're working towards as a point in time where we collect all of the data and start to drop it into the schedule. So the 17th, it sounds a bit early, I agree,
and we'll work with you to make sure that you have the data that you need as best as we can from the other groups to develop your schedule in a more thoughtful manner. Thanks.
Thank you, Nick and Tony. Bill Drake, your hand is up. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Hi. Number one, if we could get a copy of this, that would be helpful. It wasn't in the email that was sent. It'd be useful to have a copy on desk. Secondly, thank you very much for moving the Internet Governance public session to a time that works much better. Thirdly, my question is about Friday. So we have now CCWG and ICG all day. Do we know, Nick, whether there's going to be any other meetings running in parallel? Because some of us have been trying to decide whether to hold an event. We have a room, and we don't know what we would be competing with. And I've been asking and bugging various staff members about this now for a couple of weeks, and it would really be good to get a reading. Do we anticipate any other meetings running on Friday?
Bill, I'm going to ask Tanzanika to answer that question because she is she's the person with the latest information on that. Tanzanika, can you give us some advice?
And at the moment, no. I don't have any requests that I have listed for that Thursday and Friday. It's just those working groups.
So right now, Bill, the answer is it looks like that's all there is on those days.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next, Alan Greenberg, and then after that, Jonathan Robinson. Alan?
Thank you very much. Two things. First of all, the schedule being displayed is a later version than the one that was sent out a few days ago. If we could receive the current one, that would be very much appreciated. For instance, the current one, the one we were sent out, only starts on Saturday, and there seem to be some other changes made along the way. That being said, since we're now looking at CWG, CCWG meetings outside of the normal ICANN week schedule and approved travel dates, are the travel dates for members of these various groups being extended to cover the evidence?
Alan,
is not.
David, would you like to comment on that, or I know I can't answer it, but I can certainly get an answer to that question and come back to this group.
David here, as soon as we find out the schedules and who's involved, we will have to look at that. I'll consult with Teresa and others to make sure that the arrangements are in order for everyone to make those meetings.
But do note that we've received travel requests that have to be completed within the next day or so, which do not cover these days.
Yes, Alan, and we ask that you be as flexible as we're trying to be as flexible, noting that the schedules are coming in as they can.
Yeah, now I just want to make sure the travel constituency travel knows about the fact that there may be changes associated with this. That was the only point I
was... And Teresa and I have been in consultation on this, and we will we'll make sure that they know that we're on it. So don't worry. Thank you very much for that, for reminding us. Please continue to do that to make sure that we're on top of that.
And Alan, one comment. You are absolutely correct. What you're looking at on the screen is different than the first one we sent out. And Tanzanika took us through the changes. I'm happy to say that Susie has sent this schedule out to the to this entire group, so you should have it in your inbox.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Robinson, you have the floor. You're next.
Thanks, David. Briefly, I heard that the CCWG on accountability is planning on meeting on Friday. That's probably material to Bill's considerations. I would say that would suck in quite a lot of interest in terms of members, participants, and general community interest.
Indeed. Thanks, Jonathan, for that. Any other comments or questions as we're going through the sorting for ICANN 53 in those meetings and trying to make sure that conflicts are minimal and that people are in place to be in those meetings? We thank you for those comments and those reminders. The other point is that we'll make sure that we send all this information to you. I didn't want to give you an avalanche of attachments and slides unnecessarily, though we did try to send as early as possible the ICANN 53 one. But we'll make sure those are all collected so you have the latest in a day so that you can work on that. Okay. Any other comments or questions here? And I note Alan's comment in the chat as well. Did you want to go through the Nick, the planning side?
David, I've just about covered the planning cycle in my comments. The key date being March 8th to provide session information and documents for translation, and June 1st, which is the deadline for posting the final schedule on the ICANN meetings website to meet the document deadline, document policy deadline. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. We will now move to the next part of the agenda, and that is to say, as you were looking at the planning for ICANN 53, we have traditionally held a SOAC high-interest topic on that Monday. And again, we want to use this opportunity to see if we could, one, agree that we want to do that again in Buenos Aires, and two, if we can, focus on the topic so that planning can begin. The one topic we heard a little bit from Jonathan Robinson on the auction issues, and the topic that I wanted to see if people were interested in considering, among others, would be how to frame the community discussion on the future use of auction proceeds as one of those, that Monday topic for the SOAC group to consider. And so with that, I would like to open the floor up for any discussions about this possible topic or others that you may want to have for the Buenos Aires meeting at ICANN 53. Jonathan Robinson is typing a comment. But any other thoughts on either this topic or other topics? And is there just a general agreement that we want to continue to have that slot for the SOAC chairs? I think that would be, again, we usually reserve that. Greg Shatton from the Intellectual Property Group, your hand is up. You have the floor.
Thank you. Greg Shatton from the IPC. One suggestion that bubbled up from membership of the IPC was problems and pitfalls with the new GTLD rollout, or perhaps a slightly more positive spin in the title, but sort of a lessons learned and overview of issues that are cropping up in the new GTLD rollout.
Thank you, Greg. That lessons learned from the new GTLD rollout could be another topic for that Monday session. We'll take that. Anyone else?
This is Michele. Can you hear me?
Yes, Michele, please. You have the floor.
All right, thanks. First off, I think I like the general idea of the SOAC slot. I think it is worthwhile. It can be quite useful. I mean, maybe combining both the auction and the issues, pitfalls, lessons learned from new TLDs, the two could go hand in hand. They are kind of complementary. Thanks.
Yes, that's right. And now I see in the queue Jonathan Robinson, Alan Greenberg, and Keith Frasick. Sorry, I was focusing on a different part of the screen. Jonathan, you're next, then Alan, then Keith.
Thanks, David. I'm responding to the topic as currently on the screen, and to the extent that we do deal with this topic, I think as mentioned earlier, there is the initiation of a community effort on this. So I think we'd need to be careful how this was handled, such that it wasn't seen to compete with or subvert the community effort, but was seen to be complementary to that. And there are ways in which that could be done, I'm sure. Like, and I think you put it in a way, how to frame the community discussion. So it's really about, I think we would want inputs. So for example, one can think that there may be relevant activities that could be presented that are comparable. I know, for example, the CCNSO responded to the generalized call for participation to say that they would unlikely to be a chartering organization. I forget exactly how they put it, but they were not expecting to be a chartering organization of the CWG, but could offer expertise of their members who had experience of similar or related activities. So I think we could get data and input and get an informed kickoff to the prospective work of the CWG, and that could be a useful way of handling that session. Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan. Alan, you're next.
Thank you. I had two comments, the first of which was just covered by Jonathan, and the second is related to Michaeli's comment. A very similar comment to what Jonathan said is there is a GNSO discussion group looking at what needs to be changed or needs to be discussed because of the experience with the GTLD launch. And I think, but I'm not sure, they may be planning a session for Buenos Aires. So again, we want to make sure that we don't have two competing, dueling sessions and dueling methodologies. Thank you. Have we lost David?
This is Michaeli. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Michaeli. It's Alan. I don't hear
okay.
Anyone else.
We can hear you.
Michaeli, I'm sorry. First Keith, and then we'll get to you, and then Bill Drake is next. Keith?
Okay. Hey, thanks, David. Yeah, I typed this into chat, but I figured I'd mention it. If we're going to do a new GTLD lessons learned session, it seems appropriate that we would conduct that type of a session in the context of the various reviews that are required of the new GTLD program before any next round can be initiated, including the AOC review on competition, consumer choice, and consumer trust. And to Bill's point that he typed into chat, of course, any session on new GTLD's lesson learned should and must include all perspectives. But if we're going to have a session like that, it seems to me that it would make sense to, have it be at least associated with the reviews that are going to be required and where quite a bit of work has already begun. Thanks.
Thank you, Keith. Bill, then Michaeli, and then Patrick. Bill Drake.
Thanks. I have a particular obscure interest that I don't know if anybody shares. But as long as we're just throwing ideas out about possibilities, I'd like to find out if anyone else does. That is the notion of the public interest, which Fadi has and staff have positioned as one of the key issues for the strategic plan for the next year, and which I think, at least in my mind, ties into the work of the accountability group and so on. It's a discussion that hasn't taken any kind of clear form within ICANN. I know that there's intent to work on it, but I don't know what the intention is to engage the community in a dialogue about it. So if there's not anything else scheduled on the agenda for Buenos Aires, that's at least another possibility that we could contemplate as a topic for some amount of time. But it's just, again, I don't know if anybody else gets their boat floated by the idea or not. Thanks.
Mr. Thomas, I'm not on Adobe Connect. May I come in on this one as well? Thank you.
Yes, surely. Why don't you come in on that one, Thomas, right now, and then I'll let Michele comment, and then we'll go to Patrick and Keith. Thomas, please.
Thank you. Actually, I think this is a very good idea because we come across more and more in the framework of the accountability, but also in some discussions on GLDs when we talk about discrimination, non-discrimination, exclusive GTLDs on generic terms and so on. The notion of public interest is relevant, but there's a feeling that this is not exactly not clear enough, so we would welcome it. I would welcome a discussion on this if possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Michele, you are next, and then Patrick. Michele?
Thank you. I mean, just following up on the last two comments, I think, yeah, sure. I mean, having discussions about public interest stuff could be interesting. Depends which aspects of the public interest we're referring to. That's something we can thrash out between now and June. Just on the other two points about existing work that's going on, I mean, if depending on where the schedule is set up for other groups and which sessions they have, then maybe being able to use it for getting input from people might be helpful. But obviously, we don't want to be seen to be driving the discussion too much. Thanks.
Thanks, Michele. Patrick, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that regarding experiences, ESSAC is having one of those ongoing one of those processes internally where we're looking at what needs to be done before the next round of GTLDs. Just like Keith pointed out, there are several of those, and I just want to point out that whether we are speaking or just listening at the session depends, of course, on where we are, and that might be the case for many other groups as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Again, Greg, you have the floor. Greg Shatton, Intellectual Property Group.
Thank you, Greg Shatton again. Wanted to sound a note of caution on the public interest discussion, which could be very interesting, but the public interest, it's one thing if we're discussing, you know, what's broadly the public interest. It's another and more potentially troublesome topic if we're discussing ICANN's obligations to act in the public interest and what the public interest means in terms of its obligations in its articles of incorporation and bylaws. I think we'd all agree that, you know, ending world hunger is in the public interest, but I don't know what ICANN can do about that. We risk having too broad a discussion if we're just discussing the public interest and having a discussion that has a lot of pitfalls if we're discussing ICANN's actual affirmative obligations. The yardstick of public interest is sometimes best served by being somewhat ambiguous or at least open to interpretation as circumstances permit. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Patrick, you want to continue? You have your hand up, or is that from the last time?
That was for the last time, sorry.
Okay. Okay, great. Any other comments or questions? We have some thought of using the community, framing the community discussion for the future use of auctions, or maybe combining that with lessons learned of the new GTLD program. Others are talking about maybe the public interest and how best to frame that discussion. In the chat, there is some talk about either a combination of workshop or if this is the right format on Monday for these questions. But we do really have a few good topics, and we will continue that discussion by email to narrow that down for our selection. Greg, do you have another comment? I'm sorry, your hand is up, I see.
Old hand.
Old hand, okay. Very good. Well, with that, we will take these suggestions and put them back into a discussion with you through emails as we try to narrow that down and come up with a decision earlier if we could this time, again, deciding on the format that would be best and the time frame that you see in the preliminary program was in the afternoon of Monday. So with that, I will just allow people to have another last call on that. Fine. The next topic is the discussion of our generally held roundtable discussion on the Friday before the ICANN meeting. In this case, it would be the 19th of June in the afternoon. This is just a screenshot of what we talked about on the last session and then the follow-up items from that. So I really wanted to see if I could get an agreement that we wanted to go forward with this two-hour session on Friday in Buenos Aires, followed by a dinner again with the SOAC, SGC, and RALO chairs. Fadi and the ICANN senior executives would be part of that format. Much of the discussion would be a follow-up on the various topics of priority, information management, and volunteer engagement that we're continuing, as well as other topics that you would want to raise at that meeting. And so I just would like to see if, one, we want to continue to do this on Friday the 19th, and with that we could, the time frame is also something I'm concerned about with all the other CWG and CCWG meetings. But hopefully if we schedule it toward the latter part of the afternoon and dinner, we might be able to avoid conflicts and the like. So I would just open it up. Alan Greenberg, Alan, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you, David. You actually just mentioned what I was going to say. There is some overlap between the CCWG and the people in this group, and perhaps the people who are scheduling the CCWG can try to take that into account in that their last hour or last 2 hours could be targeted at something where some of the people have to leave. It won't be a crisis mode. So just asking them to consider it when they're doing their scheduling.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate you raising this. I was trying to figure out if we could move it to another day, like Sunday, but it seems that even gets worse in terms of schedule conflicts. But there's the other issue of the clashes, as pointed out by Patrick, of not only the CWG and the CCWG, but the ICG is also planning some things as well. And so we will take a look at this. Maybe one solution would be to move it a little later rather than from 4 to 6, from maybe 5 to 7, then dinner at 7:30 or something like that. That might be helpful. I'll be happy to work with Teresa so we find a solution that fits it in. If there's a general agreement, we move forward on that and not conflicting so that people don't have to miss some meetings or miss other meetings. So we thank you for that. Any other comments on this? But it seems that there is a general agreement that we should move forward of that. I think, Serranos, do you have a comment? I'm sorry, I might have missed something. Serranos? She made the comment that many of them will not arrive on the 19th, and that would have to be adjusted in terms of the travel as well. So, yes, thank you. We will be taking that into account quickly to move on that should these meetings be finalized. But it seems that late Friday afternoon, early evening might be the good time frame, and I'll work with Teresa as well as with constituency travel to make sure that we have no conflicts and get people there on time. Any other comments or questions? Alan, you're handing up. I'm sorry again.
Yeah, it's Alan. Just with regard to that, constituency travel didn't have the right days. I believe there's a discussion going on right now to fix that. So the invitation letters went out without factoring in that the RALO chairs are now included in this process. So
that is the effort to get out things earlier, but at the same time we're trying to move things into all those other groups and meetings. So we'll take that into account and make sure that is changed. Okay, with that, if there are no other comments or questions, we will continue to plan on that Friday the 19th meeting for our two-hour roundtable and then dinner with all of you and our ICANN senior execs. We'll try to make sure that the timing is such that if there is no or minimizes the conflict so that people can attend their other commitments as well as this meeting on the 19th. And the RALO chairs are included, and we will work on the travel arrangements for that. We're soon coming to the top of the hour, and the issue, I'm learning that there's been a scheduling matter with Fadi, and he will not be able to join, I don't think, here. We've been trying to raise that. And so we will proceed to go to the final part of this. This is an issue raised in our community roundtables of a section in our discussion about alarm bells, or that is to say those issues that you may want to bring to our attention or bring to the attention of this group that may be something that needs urgent or immediate attention or at least review. So with that, I'll open it up for this section, which is new to our discussion. And to that extent, if there's not a rush to these things, we've already highlighted many of the issues in our earlier discussions today, and we've taken notes on them. But I'll just open it up to any other areas relating to alerts or notices that we should want to share with the group or be aware of as they're coming up quickly. Okay, I can't help you on time zone changes or scheduling conflicts, but we will try to be as sensitive as we can to you on those points. Alarm bells can merge into our next calls. And to that extent, these have been scheduled. You've had some preliminary save the date issues on them. And to that extent, thank you, Alan. You're working on existing alarms, and I appreciate that fully. But in terms of our next meeting, we have it penciled in for the 23rd of April. And because we had to move this meeting to today, should we continue on that approach or should we have something more in the first week or two of May and then the June meeting? This is a question I would like to raise for the group to see in terms of scheduling, even though I know that is a challenging part for us all. We could keep to the existing schedule here. We surely have more than enough to talk about, and if changing that causes more problems, we can just stick to this and proceed to see who can or cannot attend as we move closer to that. But the next meeting will be on the 23rd of April at 1300 UTC, then the month of Friday, the 21st of May, and then, of course, the meeting in Buenos Aires on the 19th. Okay, I just want you to consider those. we'll come back to people. If there's no big urgency to change that, we'll stick with this and hopefully make sure that there are no conflicts or the like as we proceed to meet in the latter part of April, and then again on the 21st of May for our continuing discussions. With that, we're at the 1 hour time frame, and I will take notice of making a new reminder of save the dates for these dates. I'll be glad to do that. We'll also provide the documentation and spreadsheets that we talked about first for sharing with the community on the SONAC activity matrix so that you can review and make sure we've covered the issues that your groups are dealing with, including the cross-community working group potential on auctions or the meeting strategy next steps. We'll also share with you the action items from the community roundtable so that you can review that. We'll make sure you have a copy of the latest draft ICANN 53 program and schedule sheets as briefed here today on this call. And we'll go forward with the communication on the high-interest topic. There's an interest to continue that in Buenos Aires, but exactly to narrow it down on what one or two topics or three topics you may want to focus on and move forward on that. So with that, I would like to thank everyone for their time and attention. I'm sorry that Fadi had a conflict and could not join. Normally he is very much interested in this, and of course he will resume on our next meeting. So with that, we had some good efforts and good progress on all our work that we're doing, and so I thank you for that. With that, I'd like to ask for any other final words. And seeing no hands up, I wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, wherever you may be. Talk to everyone soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks.